I have the very great pleasure to welcome all of you to the Dale Raymond Corson Symposium. And the title of the symposium is Strategy for a Great Research University. I want to say a few minutes, pause for a few minutes to tell you the origin of this symposium and then describe what it is we are attempting to do with the symposium. About a year and a half ago, Bob Cook, just after he was elected as dean of the faculty, came to see me and said, you know what I would like to do is have a celebration here, a celebration of Cornell as a research university, and I would like to dedicate it to Dale Corson. And we thought that was a terrific idea. And the theme of the symposium would be to pause and reflect upon the opportunities and challenges of great American research universities. Now, my brief definition of a research university or the mission of a research university is that a research university is an institution for the creation of new knowledge and the transfer of that knowledge to the next generation. Research universities are very complex places, and I assert that there is no more complex research university than Cornell University because of the truly diversity of the mission as well as the people and the community we serve. I think it is great fun, though, to think at this particular time about the directions that we should take as a society and we at Cornell should take as an institution to continue in the service to society and see to our successful future existence. It's very appropriate that Dale Corson be our honoree at this symposium for two reasons. First, he served as a president of Cornell University during its most trying time, and the reason we are here as a successful university today in no small part is a consequence of the wise leadership that Dale Corson exercised as president of the university. But another remarkable thing that we want to celebrate are the contributions that Dale made after he retired as a president of Cornell University, because he exercised some extremely important leadership for the nation in the directions of science policy and education policy. With those comments then, I would like to begin our program this morning. And our first, I hope all of you have picked up one of these programs, because in the programs we have a brief biography of all of the guest speakers that we are very privileged to have join us for the symposium. Our first speaker this morning, then, is President Hunter R. Rawlings III, and his presentation will be The Role of the Humanities in a Research University. Hunter Rawlings. Oh, I want to say one other thing. We are delighted that Dale Corson is right here with us in the front row, and I would like to recognize him to begin with. Now,